This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Neutral problem statements, how to open a difficult conversation without triggering defensiveness. Say what needs to be said without starting a fight you did not intend. In short, opening a difficult conversation without triggering defensiveness is a skill, not luck. The neutral problem statement gives you a repeatable way to name the issue clearly, separate the problem from the person, and invite genuine dialogue rather than a defensive shutdown. Frame the situation, not the character. Name the impact without assigning blame. End your opening with an invitation, not a verdict. Definition: a neutral problem statement is a concise opening for a difficult conversation that describes an observable workplace situation and its impact without attributing blame, motive, or character judgment to the other person. It creates psychological safety before the real dialogue begins. There is a manager I knew years ago who finally worked up the courage to address a team member's persistent lateness. He opened with, "You clearly do not respect the rest of the team's time." The team member got up and walked out. The lateness continued for another 4 months because no one dared raise it again. The real problem was not a lack of courage. It was the opening sentence. A neutral problem statement would have changed everything. That phrase, that one reframe, is the difference between a conversation that solves something and one that hardens a conflict. Most people know what they want to say. They do not know how to say the first 10 words without setting the room on fire. Why the first sentence of a difficult conversation carries so much weight. Your opening line does more work than any other sentence in the exchange. Before you have made your case, before you have listened, before any understanding is possible, the other person has already decided whether this is a conversation or an attack. Human beings are wired to scan for threat. The moment someone hears an accusation, their brain responds before their rational thinking catches up. You lose them before you have even begun. I have watched this happen hundreds of times, in boardrooms and on building sites, in staff rooms and in family kitchens. The neutral problem statement is not a softening device. It is not about being polite or avoiding the hard truth. It is about keeping the other person in the room, mentally and emotionally, so the real conversation can actually happen. If you want to understand more about how defensiveness disrupts team dynamics and what to do when a conversation turns confrontational, that context matters here too. What you need before you write a single word. A neutral problem statement fails if you sit down to write it while you're still angry, still hurt, or still rehearsing what you wish you had said last Tuesday. You need two things in place first. The first is clarity about the observable situation, not your interpretation of it, not a theory about the other person's motives, the actual, specific, describable thing that is happening. Reports are consistently 2 days late as observable. He does not care about the team is interpretation. The second is a clear sense of impact. How is the situation affecting the work, the team, or the outcome? Impact is neutral ground. It connects the problem to something both of you share, which is a functioning workplace, rather than making it about who's right and who is wrong. If you do not have both of these, do not start the conversation yet. Prepare them first. The core framework for staying grounded during tense workplace conversations is worth understanding before you step into this kind of exchange. How to build a neutral problem statement. A step-by-step process. Step 1. Write the observable situation in one sentence. Start with what you can see or measure. No adjectives that carry judgment. No words like always, never, constantly, or obviously. Stick to what a neutral observer standing in the room would report. Script example. For the past 3 weeks, the project update has arrived on Thursday rather than Tuesday as agreed. That is it. One sentence. Specific, dated, factual. Notice there is no mention of why, no guess at motive, no description of how it made you feel. Those come later. Right now, you are just naming the thing. Step 2. Name the impact without assigning cause. Connect the situation to its effect on the work or the team. Use language that describes the consequence, not the intention behind it. The impact is real, and you have every right to name it. Just do not hand the other person a reason to argue about cause before they have heard you out. Script example. When the update arrives late, the Monday planning meeting has to be rescheduled, which pushes back decisions for the whole team. The person cannot dispute that. It is a chain of events, not an accusation. That matters enormously when defensiveness is the thing you are trying to avoid. For a deeper look at how to open a difficult conversation that is blocking team performance, the principles apply directly here. Step 3. Remove every word that implies motive or character. Go back over what you have written. Cross out any word that suggests you know why the person is behaving this way. Cross out any word that implies a flaw in their character. Cross out anything that sounds like a verdict. Words to watch for: lazy, disrespectful, unreliable, clearly, obviously, always, never, again, still. Each of these is a small trigger. They seem minor until you're on the receiving end of one. Then they feel enormous. Read your statement back aloud. If you would feel defensive hearing it, rewrite it. Step 4. Frame the issue as something shared, not something done. The most powerful shift you can make in a difficult conversation is moving from "you did this to me" to "we have a situation to solve." One word or phrase is often enough to change the framing. "I wanted to talk about a situation I think we need to sort out together" lands completely differently than "I need to talk to you about your behavior." Script example: "I wanted to raise something I think we need to work through together because it is affecting how the whole project runs." This is not weakness. It is precision. You are directing the other person's attention toward the problem rather than toward defending themselves. That is exactly where you need their attention if anything useful is going to happen. Step 5. End with an open invitation, not a conclusion. Your neutral problem statement should close with a question or an invitation, not with your verdict. The moment you end your opening with a conclusion, you've shifted from opening a conversation to delivering a judgment. The other person's only remaining move is to agree or to fight back. Script example: "I wanted to make sure I understand what's happening from their side before we figure out how to fix it. Can you help me understand what has been going on?" That last question is not rhetorical. Ask it and then stay quiet. This is where the difficult conversation actually begins, and it begins on solid ground because you have not detonated anything. In Say It Right Every Time, I cover the full deal method for conflict resolution, which builds directly on this kind of opening to carry the conversation through to a committed resolution. Step 6. Practice it before you use it. Write the full statement out. Read it aloud 3 times. Notice where your voice tightens. Those are the words still carrying charge. Replace them. Then try saying it to a wall, or to a trusted colleague who can tell you how it lands. "I've made the mistake of preparing what I wanted to say, but not how I would say it. The words were neutral on paper. My tone was not." Tone carries the signal of blame just as surely as the words do. Preparation beats natural talent every time. Practice until the statement comes out calm, direct, and clear. When you are doing this remotely or in writing, remote and written settings change the equation in one specific way: the other person cannot see your face or hear your voice, so they will fill in the gaps themselves. And people tend to fill in gaps with the worst possible interpretation when they feel vulnerable. In a written, neutral problem statement, every word must carry more weight. Read it as if you received it on a bad day. If anything could be read as cold, sarcastic, or accusatory, replace it. Use the core framework for staying calm when feedback triggers a defensive reaction as your pre-send check on your own emotional state. For video calls, say the statement early, before the conversation has a chance to drift. People on screens are quicker to go quiet and disengage than people in a room. Your neutral problem statement is what keeps them present. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where people get this wrong. These are the errors I see most often. I have made several of them myself. The mistake: using the word "always" or "never." Why it happens: these words feel like emphasis. They feel like they make the point stronger. What to do instead? Replace them with a specific time frame or instance. "In the last month or 3 times since January" is harder to dismiss and easier to discuss without triggering a defensive rebuttal. The mistake: burying a verdict inside a question. Why it happens: people try to soften a judgment by phrasing it as curiosity. "Why do you always leave things to the last minute?" is not a question. It is an accusation wearing a question mark. What to do instead? Ask a genuine question after a genuine statement. The deadline was missed twice this month. Can you help me understand what happened? The mistake. Preparing the statement, but not the silence after it. Why it happens. The first sentence feels like the hard part, so people focus all their preparation there and then rush to fill the quiet that follows. What to do instead? Decide in advance that you will wait. Count to five if you have to. The other person needs space to respond, and that space is part of the technique. Understanding the difference between criticism and constructive feedback will sharpen your instinct for when silence is doing the work. The mistake. Adding to be honest or I'm not trying to attack you, but why it happens. These phrases feel like cushioning. They feel kind. What to do instead? Remove them. To be honest implies you are sometimes dishonest. I'm not trying to attack you plants the word attack in the room. Let the neutral statement speak for itself. Your pre-conversation preparation checklist. Before you start any difficult conversation that requires a neutral opening, run through these checks. You can use this checklist every time. Number 1. Have I written out my opening statement in full? Not just in my head. Number 2. Does my opening sentence describe a situation rather than a person? Number 3. Have I removed every word that implies motive, character, or judgment? Number 4. Have I named the impact on the work with the team? Not just my feelings about it. Number 5. Does my statement close with an invitation to respond rather than a conclusion? Number 6. Have I said it aloud and listened to my own tone? Number 7. Am I prepared to stay quiet for at least 5 seconds after I finish speaking? If you can answer yes to all 7, you are ready. If you cannot, go back to the step where the answer is no. That is where your preparation is still unfinished. For a fuller conflict resolution process that builds on this opening, the DEAL method for resolving conflict, the fracture team cohesion, gives you the complete structure from opening to commitment. The conversation that changes things starts here. After 6 decades of difficult conversations, I can tell you this, most of them did not go wrong in the middle. They went wrong in the first 10 seconds. The opening sentence either builds ground or it burns it. A neutral problem statement is not a magic phrase. It is a discipline. It takes practice. And in the beginning it will feel awkward because you are overriding the instinct to defend your position before you have even opened your mouth. But the more you use it, the more natural it becomes. The Say It Right Every Time framework I developed goes deeper into this process with word-for-word scripts you can apply in your own setting. Start with one conversation this week. One situation you have been avoiding. Write the neutral problem statement before you walk in. Use the checklist. Trust the process. A neutral problem statement is often the only thing standing between a conversation that heals something and one that makes it worse. Frequently asked questions. What is a neutral problem statement? A neutral problem statement is a one or two sentence opening that names a workplace problem without blaming or accusing the other person. It frames the issue as a shared concern rather than a personal attack, which lowers defenses and makes a productive conversation possible. How do you write a neutral problem statement for a difficult conversation? Focus on the observable situation, not the person. Describe what you can see or measure. Leave out judgments about motive or character, and frame the issue as something both of you need to solve together. A short script helps name the situation, state the impact, and invite a response. Why does a neutral problem statement reduce defensiveness? When someone hears blame or accusation in your first sentence, the brain treats it as a threat, and they stop listening. A neutral problem statement removes the threat signal by separating the person from the problem, which keeps the other person engaged and thinking rather than reacting. Can neutral problem statement work in remote or written conversations? Yes, but the stakes are higher because tone is harder to read without body language. In written form, read it back aloud before sending. If a word feels sharp when spoken, it will feel sharper in text. Shorter sentences and a collaborative closing question help most. What is the difference between a neutral problem statement and criticism? Criticism targets the person and implies a character flaw. A neutral problem statement targets the situation and implies a solvable problem. One closes the conversation before it starts. The other opens it. The distinction lies in the language you choose, not the topic you raise. How long should a neutral problem statement be? 2 or 3 sentences at most. Name the observable situation, briefly describe its impact, and end with an invitation for the other person to respond. Anything longer risks drifting into explanation, justification, or accusation. Keep it tight, and let the conversation do the rest. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.